This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian astronauts Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of XEM-4 mission safely returned to Earth after the 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copies.
The crew will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to adjust to Earth's gravity. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In a message, the President said Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of XEM Mission 4 to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for India's space exploration, as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication and courage. Talking to Media Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that India today has truly found an enduring space in the world of space.
It's indeed a moment of pride for the world, but a moment of glory for India, because one of her illustrious sons is coming back with a successful voyage, and more importantly, having performed those experiments which were assigned to him, which were exclusive, which never done before, which have a huge bearing on life sciences, on the well-being of the mankind across the world, which appropriately lives up to Prime Minister Modi's mantra of playing the role of a Vishwa Bandhu Bharat.
The execution of Indian nurse Nimisha Priya, which was initially scheduled for tomorrow in Yemen, has been postponed. According to the official sources, the government has made concerted efforts in recent days to seek more time for the family of Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. Since the beginning of the case, the government has rendered all possible assistance in the matter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin in China this evening. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. President Draupadi Murmu today said students should acquire education in the language of the mother tongue. She said this will not only preserve our rich Indian culture, but upkeep the deep-rooted tradition too. President Murmu was speaking at the 600th birth anniversary of Adi Kabi Sarla Das, a great Uriya poet and scholar in the 15th century at Cuttack in Odisha this evening. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that education must remain at the heart of India's development journey. Addressing a seminar on school education in the country in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stressed that education is fundamental to the nation's growth. The country's overall exports rose by 6% in the first quarter of the current financial year, reaching more than $210 billion as compared to the same period of the last financial year. Briefing media in New Delhi, the Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said the country's imports registered a decline by 3.71%. Health Ministry has rejected the media reports which claim that the ministry is directed to issue warning labels on food products such as samosa, jalebi and laddu. In a statement, the ministry said these media reports are misleading, incorrect and baseless. In chess, Indus R. Vaishali, Harika Dronavali, Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh will compete in the fourth round of the FIDE Women's World Cup at Batumi, Georgia tomorrow, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals. Vantika Agarwal was the only Indian to exit in the third round, falling to Katerina Lagno in the tie breaks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.